What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we have a lot of things to tell you. One is the Biden regime spent taxpayer dollars meant to fund a border wall to pay for environmental planning, according to the new report put out by the Government Accountability Office. At the request of the Republican reps Jack Bergman of Michigan and Jody Arrington of Texas, the GOA investigated whether the Department of Homeland Security broke the law when it effectively blocked the use of taxpayer dollars to build a wall along the southern border. With the GOA's final report clears the DHS of breaking the law, it confirmed that DHS used congressionally appropriated funds meant for the wall to pay for environmental planning and efforts to remediate or mitigate the environmental damage from past border wall construction. Well, you know, what do we expect, right? I mean, it's not like we don't have millions, literally millions and millions of illegals pouring into our country, you know, bringing with them terrorists, bringing with them rapists, murderers. These are Joe Obama's people. These are the people that Joe wants to bring in. And bringing in military troops, Chinese nationalists, to take your country away from you folks. That's their job. But so I guess there's nothing new on that front. What do you think, Joe? Is he there?
As we watch this stuff happen, just sometimes I cannot believe how the Republican Party isn't rising up, just having fits and screaming. It's just like they're apathetic. They just, okay, another attack here, another loss here. Yeah, they just like their dog has been beaten and just lies down at the foot of the master and doesn't even whimper anymore, you know.
Well, approximately half the Republicans are voting like Democrats.
Yeah, those are rhinos. Yeah, and like what happened today, well, out there in Arizona, you had treasonous. I mean, again, we told people and told people and told people how the new stream for the Democrats is to run as Republicans. They change their affiliation. They run as Republicans. They get elected as Republicans, and they vote with the Democrats. And
so, because there's so many Republicans doing it, they can hide. Nobody calls them out on it because there's enough of them.
Yeah. Here in Ohio, they're called the Rhino 2. The Rhino
Blue 22.
Blue 22. That's what they're called here
in Ohio.
Right.
Earlier you mentioned that there was that illegal alien. His name was Miguel Hernandez Ruiz. Broke into a home there in Sturgis, South Dakota. Sexually assaulted two little sisters under 13 years old. And, of course, he threatened to kill them if they would, you know, say anything. And now he's been caught. He traveled all the way to Fort Wayne, Indiana before they arrested him. But
praise God, they arrested
him with first-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child and a home invasion. And as I look at this, it just like their story after story after story. So many of these illegal aliens are criminals. Said they were emptying their prisons. Some of the
mental sounds.
Well, you know, if he'd have gone to New York and turned himself in to Bragg, you know, Bragg would have put him up in a luxury hotel, and he wouldn't have to worry about facing charges, huh?
Well,
$5,000 debit cards.
Girls, even in New York, they have to put a stop to that, but anything else close to it.
No, didn't they just let that guy who killed Lake and Riley go because the jails were too full? Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know what they let him. I mean, he killed others before, so yeah, I think
the excuse was because there's not enough space in the jail.
Yeah.
That's our federal government.
That's your blue cities run by the Democrats.
Yeah, that's your Democrat control.
Okay.
Look at the difference. You can tell where the Democrat Party runs the cities. You see the corruption. You see the crime. You see the lawlessness. You see the filth, the trash. You see the homeless. You see all the problems of civilization. And then you go to a well-run Republican city.
I was listening today to the hearings on the Supreme Court on that Idaho law where they overturned, where they banned abortion. And listening to the opposite, the pro-death, these women are wicked to the core. I mean, they're pure, just purely wicked. It's just unbelievable. They just love killing innocent. I mean, it's just like in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, it talks about their skirts are filled with the blood of innocent. And these people are just totally and completely wicked. You have an article there.
Yes, this is National Suicide. It's a WND article by Joe Kovacs. National Suicide, ex-AG Bill Barr sounds alarm on Biden reelection. Former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says the reelection of Joe Biden to the presidency this year would be national suicide. Barr was appearing Wednesday morning on America's Newsroom on the Fox News channel. When asked by host Bill Hemmer whom he would support in the 2024 presidential contest between Donald Trump and Biden, Barr indicated, "Well, I've said all along, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, I will vote the Republican ticket. I will support the Republican ticket." Barr then sounded the alarm about the most serious threat to the United States is a second Biden term national suicide. "I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda." And I said, "Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion."
So do you think Barr realizes that, look, I have to live in this country too when it's destroyed? How many of the Democrats do you think out there that realize once they've totally destroyed the country, they still have to live here too?
Well, I think they're doing it on purpose.
That's far ahead.
Pardon?
I don't think they see that far ahead. I don't think they realize what they're doing to themselves. Somehow they think it's not going to affect them. They're going to be part of the leadership. They don't look at history and realize what happened to all the useful idiots with Mussolini, Stalin, Hitler, all the people that helped the Nazis. All the useless idiots got taken care of, didn't they?
Well, you know, you see these people out there today. They stormed Chucky Schumer's place because Chucky didn't do what they want. You know, if AOC tells you what to do, remember what Joe Obama Biden said. Joe Obama Biden out there, he said, "I've been listening to this lady, and I understand." He called her a lady. He called her a lady.
She
said that when she tells you something, you should do that, right? So what did she just come out and say? Eliminate Israel, right? So here's Joe Obama standing right there next to her after she made those, from the river to the sea or whatever. And then here's Joe Obama, commander, well, I don't really call him commander-in-chief, more like pedophile-in-chief, saying you ought to listen to her when she's talking about it. I mean, and this guy, what he wants to do is he wants to force employers to pay for their employees' abortions.
What do you think about this, pastors? It's more nefarious than that they're all committed to the end of the United States of America, global government. So it's the controlled demolition of our country.
Absolutely.
Can't have global government with the constitutional republic.
Absolutely. And remember,
so they're all getting rich.
Joe Obama couldn't do this.
The taxpayers.
He couldn't do this by himself.
Destabilizing everything.
He couldn't do this by himself. Well, he needed the help of every one of those Democrats that voted for him.
And they keep saying this word democracy. We're not a democracy.
Well, you see, that's, again, the founding fathers.
A lot of them are on both sides.
Well, see, you don't have to understand. They've changed all the history.
Right.
Okay. And we have what you call revisionist history today. We don't have. And so
it's a cultural Marxist revolution. We got
to
fight it.
That's exactly. It is. We are in a war. This is at this point called a Cold War, but we're heading towards a hot war. And just like what they did, they indicted all of Trump's people there in Arizona. Another. This is the third time they've done that with a phony grand jury. Okay. Now, you see, an actual grand jury is called a citizen. The Constitution gives us a citizen's grand jury. That means you don't have a corrupt prosecutor telling the people on the grand jury, here's what you must do. No, that means the people tell the prosecutor, here's what you must do. Okay. But guess what? People don't know that because they've been so dumbed down and so indoctrinated.
Yes.
Here's how. I mean, I've got another one of these. We've been telling this for years now. Cross-dresser makes children chant Free Palestine during a session at a Massachusetts art center. Okay, this drag queen, her name is Little Miss Hot Mess. And we talked about her several years ago with some very adult activity, words, conversations, things we can't really say on the radio she was doing on her performance. But she was there for Queer Story Time for Palestine. They had this at the Northampton Center for the Arts there in Massachusetts. It was organized by Valley Families for Palestine, intended for preschool through upper elementary school-age children. So she's up there in her sparkly dress and her boas and her, never mind. If you're a drag queen and you know it, she said, shout Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Can I hear you say that? If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, if you're a drag queen and you know it, shout Free Palestine. This is what they're doing to our children. They're being indoctrinated from preschool and grade school. They're already starting. And here is a lady that if she ever went over to Palestine or any of the Islam countries and walked in dressed like she's dressed to indoctrinate
you keep
our
calling
children.
It, you keep she saying be, she, Joe, but...
Well, that's what they're calling it.
I know, but you see, Joe...
He, yes.
Right. See, you know, it's so no, don't do
right.
that. Call it it.
Right.
It, because it's confused.
Well, if it were over in Palestine, it would be murdered, jailed, beaten to death, or, you know, thrown off a building. We talked about that happening in Iran, where they found some of the sodomites, and they just threw them off a tall building.
Here's a verse out of Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. You ready?
Ready.
The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do are an abomination unto the Lord thy God.
That's Deuteronomy what chapter?
Deuteronomy 22, chapter, verse 5. Deuteronomy 22,
right.
Verse 5.
22, all right.
And so there you go. It's a... No stuttering there, right?
No, that was pretty clear. But Pastor,
we got to restore biblical morality to America.
Pastor,
that's the bottom line.
That's Old Testament. That's not New Testament. That doesn't pertain to us anymore.
Okay.
Isn't that what the world's saying out there?
Well, yeah, it's really, huh? Well, I think it was the Old Testament we heard about creation, right?
Yep. And wasn't the Old Testament what Jesus used when he preached?
Yeah.
I guess if it's good enough for Jesus, it probably is good enough for the two of us.
Well, you know what? The New Testament really is just a fulfillment of the Old Testament. All the prophecies, if you go through there.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all that.
The Lord
Jesus
fulfilled.
Said he didn't come to change the law,
covenant.
But to what? Fulfill it.
Yep, absolutely. And so, now Little Lisa has got an article. It's Go for it, Lisa.
Okay, well, Joe Obama, he says, vote for me if you want more babies killed in abortions. He's hoping that his campaign's focus on abortion will overshadow concerns about his advanced age and his handling of the illegal immigration crisis, according to a new report. The Washington Post last week wrote that Biden campaign organizers, quote, see a potential silver bullet that they hope supersedes all the president's challenges in his rematch against former President Donald Trump, abortion rights. The outlet reported, quote, the Biden campaign plans to spend every day until November the 5th reminding voters of Trump's record on abortion, hoping the issue will mobilize their core voters. But bring disaffected voters back into the fold and make inroads with voters whom Democrats has often struggled to win. Jen O'Malley Dillon, chairwoman of Biden's reelection campaign, said, quote, there's no doubt that this issue is central to the contrast between us and Trump. There's no way he can wiggle out of his ownership of this issue. According to the Post, O'Malley Dillon added that voters, quote, are being reminded more and more of things they hope to forget. The chaos and pain that have come in the wake of Trump's leadership. Abortion is central to that, unquote. So the Biden team has already begun its pro-abortion campaign in Arizona in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling upholding a pro-life law. Last week, Biden's campaign launched a series of ads in which the president blames his immediate predecessor for the ruling, referring to Trump's U.S. Supreme Court appointees who ultimately undid Roe v. Wade in 2022.
Okay, very good. Here you go. Now listen, Senator John Kennedy, he says that Biden is more comfortable debating men's ability to breastfeed than fighting the enemies, right?
Gee.
Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy criticized Joe Obama Biden administration for its comfort with debating gender and sexuality in legacy media platforms in comparison to confronting prominent foreign adversaries like the 50,000 Chinese national troops on American soil. Iran on Saturday launched an attack on drones and missiles on Israel, which the U.S. helped to shoot down, but the Biden regime has said it does not want to escalate the situation. Kennedy on Fox News accused the administration of being weak in terms of confronting America and Israel's enemies.
Well, I got one big one here. The Dems have never liked the Electoral College, as you're well aware of, Pastor Ernie. Hillary wanted to get rid of it. You go down the list of because often they win the popular vote, but they don't win at the Electoral College because.
But they don't win it upright, Joe.
Right, I know that. But their concept is the founding fathers put in the Electoral College to make sure that smaller states got equal proportionment when it came to voting with the big states because. The Electoral College went with the representatives, and they tried to make it fair. Well, Maine is the latest, newest state to adopt a new scheme that would give the presidency to the winner of each election's national popular vote. Now, this started a report from ABC News. Governor Janet Mills allowed this plan to become law without the governor's signature. So, Maine now is, it's joining Maine to this idea that we give all its Electoral College votes to the winner of the national vote and thus overturning the presidential election. That would actually give the power of who's going to be elected president to 12 states. Those states would be California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, New Jersey, Virginia. So none of the other states, folks, if you live in a state like I do in Missouri, your vote wouldn't matter because that would cover all the popular votes. You see, a candidate has to get 270 electoral votes as the winner. Well, these 12 states, their electoral votes total 281. So what they're trying to do is get rid of the Electoral College. Now, this can't be taken to the Supreme Court because nothing's happened yet. There's no damage done. So now other states are thinking about joining this. And what would happen now if they try and pull this in the election? Donald Trump wins the Electoral College, but they say, no, the people's vote, we aren't going to give him the electoral votes. They're going to go to the national winner of the popular vote. And now we have what they call a constitutional crisis because, well, who then is the proper president? It would have to go to the court. And we would have probably one of the biggest messes that I've heard of since back in the Civil War, Pat Ernie. And they're pushing this and pushing this. Remember our old friend, the late Phyllis Schlafly, they were trying to work some of this stuff way back then, and she was telling about how this was so dishonest about the national public vote proposal. It would be legitimizing vote stealing, you know. And, for example, she said Texas or Louisiana could be forced to cast votes for a candidate who won more votes in other states like New York. And she was absolutely right. Like a state like Missouri, we'd have to go along with whatever New York or California decided, and our votes would be cast to those main big states, those 12. And she called it back then and was fighting it clear back when she was alive. We're talking back in the, 70s, 80s?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even into the 90s when she was still going strong. But this is not getting the attention it deserves. This is kind of going under the radar. Most of the news medias are not covering it. I haven't heard them talking about this on Fox News or anywhere else, any major outlet. And yet this could...
Do you think it's a legitimate threat?
The total chaos. This would be worse. What do they talk about? One of those things, big surprises before the election. This could be the biggest surprise in America that we've ever had.
Well, we're not going to let it be a surprise. We're going
to
keep talking about it.
We're going to have to keep bringing this up over and over and over because nobody else is doing it. And I think most of America has no idea what is going on, how dangerous this is, and what a real constitutional crisis would happen.
Joe, here's what America don't realize. Like what is taking place with this, with this lawfare against President Trump. They're charging him with committing crimes for doing things that are not illegal.
Right. Exactly.
So,
making things he did, what they did is they found the man, they say, okay, we'll make up the crime to get him, instead of saying, this is the way the law works, here's a crime, let's find out who's responsible for committing it.
Right.
They're doing everything backwards, they're finding this person we want to make guilty and manufacturing the crimes against him.
Pastor, do you think there's a legitimate chance of losing the Electoral College?
They're working at it. Look,
I believe there's a big chance.
Yeah, we're struggling against cultural Marxism. This is actual, there is no longer a Democratic Party. There has not been for a while.
No.
These people are communists to the bone, okay? In fact, here's a little article. Hand me that article there. I'm going to show you what...
Before you start, we've been telling people that we're in the middle of a communist revolution. They're watching it take place daily. We're living it. And we still have people who don't understand we are living through a communist revolution, a communist takeover of America, and half the country has no idea what I'm talking about, has never heard
of it. But we still, Joe, we still have some heroes. Now, there's a guy named Bill who does printing. In fact, he does our printing for our newsletter and that. And his office is right next door on the other side of the wall, the Communist Party. The Communist Party headquarters out in Geauga County, Ohio, out there right at the corners of Route 87 and Route 44. And so here's what one of the communists said, who was this article. And by the way, I wondered why the people there from the Geauga Times Courier never called me to have, a commentary or a bill who was written about in this article. But here's what she said. Miss Carson, this is a communist, Miss Carson, said the party stopped allowing anyone to be alone with the headquarters with that inhibits the activities and volunteer base. This is, I think it's pretty safe as long as you're not here. Now, they're talking about being safe. You see, we're not the ones that are out burning buildings. We're not the ones that are hitting old people with bricks, okay? That's their side. That's the Democratic Communist Collective that's doing that. She said, as long as you're not there by yourself and the cameras are on, which are always on, she said, I have to say the sheriff's department responds very, very quickly if we call them because they know we have issues. You have mental issues. You have some real, and you have sin issues. Ms. Carson, you have some very extreme sin issues. Now, this is a wicked old woman. She was out there with a camera, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But here, see, I have to say, she goes on to say, in the past, she said, the worst issue that we faced was the printer next door. Now, that's our Bill, and he is a patriot Christian. I mean, and this guy, you know, here, when they put a pro-death up in their window sign, pro-death, he puts pro-life signs. You know, he's right on the other side of the wall of the Communist Party out there in Jug County. And so she goes on to say, in the past, she said, the worst thing that faced the printer next door, inviting members of the Doers of the Word Baptist Church to stand on the sidewalk in front of his building and harass the people coming into our office. Well, I'll tell you what the truth is. We go out there, and Bill offered to open up his shop so we could use the bathroom. You know, we had a number of women with us out there. And so then we go on to say, because Bill is a patriot and a Christian, and she said, and harass the people coming into our office, handing them pamphlets or calling them baby killers. They are. All the Democrats are baby killers. You're worse than baby killers, okay? The Bible calls you an abomination. Not only that, Ms. Carson, the Bible says you're unclean. You people are unclean, okay? Not only that, okay? It says you're simple-minded, okay?
She needs to read the First Amendment of our Constitution.
She yes. needs to read the Bible.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely. Okay. That more importantly. But also yes. the First Amendment.
Okay.
And peacefully so, assemble.
There, anyhow, there you go. So we still have some heroes left out here. All right, you have an article there, Aaron?
I do. This is Biden's Health and Human Services Secretary defends killing babies and abortions up to birth. During a Tuesday hearing, Biden Administration Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra refused to give a direct answer to Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana, when the lawmaker repeatedly asked him if he supports full-term abortions. Mr. Secretary, if the mother is healthy and the baby is healthy, do you really support abortion of the baby up to the moment of birth? Kennedy asked Becerra on the Senate floor. Senator, let me make sure, Becerra said in reply. Up to the moment of birth, you're saying after gestation, the 40 weeks. Kennedy cut him off. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Secretary. The senator continued, let's suppose it's the day before the due date, and the baby is fully formed, and the baby is healthy, and the mother is healthy. Do you support the right to abort the baby then? Kennedy asked Becerra again.
Alrighty.
Becerra responded, I have no one say that. I think everyone has said those who support reproductive rights support Roe versus Wade.
All right, very good. Alan Dershowitz and here Greg Jarrett made it very clear, Alan Dershowitz, Judge Merkan's gag order and refusal to allow Donald Trump to leave the courtroom is clearly unconstitutional. And again, it should be immediately challenged. Tomorrow, Trump's case is heard before the U.S. Supreme Court on whether he, as the President of the United States, Joe, whether or not he has immunity against all of these things that they're bringing. Now, let me ask you a question, see, because here's something that the people never think about. On January 6th, 2021, was Donald Trump still the President of the United States?
Yes.
As President of the United States, did he not swear an oath to defend the Constitution and to defend the country against all enemies, foreign and Democrats?
Yes, definitely he did.
So as President of the United States, knowing that that election was fraudulent, that the election was stolen as president, was he not doing his duty? Was he not doing his duty as President of the United States to protect the office, the Constitution, and the people?
He definitely was. He was, instead of listening to he was defending the people and the Constitution.
Absolutely. He was doing his job. So
yeah,
let's see what happens. And I would ask all the folks out there tonight
to pray.
Yeah. You really need to pray. In fact, we're going to a break. When we come back, we'll do that. Be right back.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
Well, you know, Joe can't sing like that. Oh, the mic is live. All right. There you go.
Right.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, did you hear Biden today? He was out there, and he's giving a speech, and the audience kind of really laughed. He said, "I don't know why we're surprised by Trump." He said, "How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?" Think about it.
Yeah, I know. But did he?
I want to repeat that. He's given a speech. I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? And the audience laughed, and Biden just went right on like he didn't even notice. I don't think he noticed. He made such a gaffe. I don't think he's cognitive.
Well, he went on to say because he was reading, he got confused. And so he was reading off the notes there. And what he says, then he went on to say, Biden 24.
Or, applause or something.
Yeah. And then all of the people got, you know, they people knew what he was doing and they, I don't know. It's an amazing thing. Did you see the picture of him when he was speaking to the unions in Michigan? Those union workers standing beside him, they looked like they were prisoners. The looks on their face like they were captured, and it was just unbelievable. They'd rather be any place else than right there with Joe Biden.
Well, I'll tell you what, they did not look like Trump supporters hanging around Donald Trump. That is for sure.
Absolutely. But then again, you know,
the unions backing Biden?
Some of them. Others.
Some of the unions, especially the leadership, because remember, the leadership of the unions are very wealthy, powerful.
Corrupt.
They're not real what you call anymore. They've left the working class, shall we say. You know, they're not really part of that culture anymore. They're taking advantage of the union members. But, I've got one story I've been dying to get out there. A lot of parts of the country, there are a lot of reservations where the Native Americans are. And the headlines, again, in the London Daily Mail, you know, world papers, not the American news. The Native American chiefs reveal thousands of drug cartel gangsters have infiltrated reservations, are using them as bases to traffic fentanyl, as they reveal the shocking number of tribal cops they have to try and fight these. They're putting out an urgent plea for help as thousands of these gangsters flood these isolated lands, rape and murder their people.
Jeez.
You know, because they're taking advantage of the cartels of this, you know, sparsely populated reservations. They're out there saying we're fighting the losing battle. The cartels are winning. The drug dealers are winning. Now, these indigenous people have always had a problem. The Native Americans, too many of them are alcoholics. Too many of them are on drugs. Anybody that's ever been around reservations, the poverty, the drug use, the alcohol, the abuse. It's not a pretty thing, folks. The government did not do well the way they've handled the situation, but it's now even worse because these
the Democrat policies and the invasion.
They're short-staffed, underfunded, undertrained, outgunned, outmanned, and they're saying they came up to Congress and they're saying, hey, you're funding billions in federal aid to foreign countries to protect their borders, you know, and the Indian country needs the funding to protect our borders to save our lives. They're testifying in Congress, and several different chiefs and different groups, I'm trying to shorten it. We're fighting a losing battle, and we need help. I mean, that's the basic thing. Their overdose death rates are twice any other state, any other place. And he said these fentanyl pills can be made for 25 cents, but the cartels are selling them for up to $100 a pill. And the situation just keeps getting worse, folks, because we're paying attention to the wrong things. We let these cartels run the border, let them bring the drugs in, let them spread out all through the nation with their gangs. And there's going to be, pardon the expression, but there's going to be hell to pay. And you, your children and grandchildren are going to be partial payers. Is that a fair statement, Pastor?
I would say that's a fair statement. Justice Neil Gorsuch blows up Department of Injustice's case against the J6 protesters while dunking on Biden Solicitor General during questioning. In other words, I'm wondering when they're going to render the verdict on that case, because Justice Clarence Thomas also, he grills the Department of Injustice. And when I say that, completely, the DOJ is completely, it is completely corrupt. You know, and here's people we were talking before about why are just the Democrats bringing all these indictments against the Republicans? Why aren't the Republicans bringing indictments against the Democrats? Because the Republicans don't have a Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is not independent.
Right?
It's simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party.
Yeah. that on our side plays fair. We have to find a crime and then go after a criminal. The Democrats just make up things and go after people and find something they can charge them with. I mean, it's like good, decent, honest people can't fight the way the Democrat Party. We can't lie, cheat, steal. Scripture tells us we're not supposed to do that, right?
Right.
Well, it's not that simple because, first of all, what they go and do is they go to the what they call the mainstream media and say, look, we got one whopper of a lie coming up here. I mean, we're really hitting some deep, deep corruption. So
the wrap-up smear.
We know that you're there to back us up on this, right? And they will. It's just amazing. But that's all right. These are
Lord should, have mercy.
Is any of this that's happening today not something that we talked about 30 years ago? I mean, all of this stuff was we told you it's coming, and everything we see happening is right there in God's Word, the Bible. It's nothing new under the sun. It's all being it's being open, fulfilled, like He tells you in Daniel, to seal up the book. We're watching the unsealing of the book. He tells you until the end times, we're seeing it unsealed every day, little by little by little. And so the corruption is complete, isn't it?
Pretty much complete. If it's not, it's 99.5% complete.
All right. Aaron's got an article, I'll bet. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. This is by the Gateway Pundit. Israel's strikes more than 40 Hezbollah sites. Defense minister claims South Lebanon command is decimated after half of Hezbollah's commanders killed. On Wednesday, today, Israel's defense forces carried out a large wave of strikes against 40-plus sites belonging to the terror group. Israeli defense minister Yoav Gallant claimed that the military has killed half of Hezbollah's commanders in southern Lebanon. The other half are hiding or abandoning southern Lebanon, said Gallant. He said there would be further action in months to come. The coming period will be decisive as Israel is facing a number of alternatives to bring security to the north. Half of
go after the leadership. Sounds a brilliant military strategy to me.
Well, praise God for less jihadist terrorists.
Yeah.
Half of the Hezbollah commanders in southern Lebanon have been eliminated, and the other half hide in abandoned South Lebanon to IDF operations. And he says Israel's main goal in the north was to return tens of thousands of Israelis displaced by Hezbollah's daily attacks to their homes. We are dealing with a number of alternatives in order to establish this matter, and the coming period will be decisive in this regard, as the defense minister toured the northern command. The IDF said some 40 Hezbollah targets in the town of Eta Ash Shab were hit with just several minutes by fighter jets and artillery shelling. The strikes follow the terror group firing anti-tank missiles at northern Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pastor, you remember we were talking about that Israel strike when they struck at Iran. All of a sudden, Iran quit talking big and bad, and we're going to, wipe Israel off the face of the earth. All of a sudden, after Israel made that little strike, that they shut up. Well, there's more info out there. It was just beautifully, they faked out the entire defense system of Iran. They got underneath, came in. They hit a couple specific targets, totally destroyed them, got out without any problems, and it made Iran, we guessed it. The Iranians were just horrified of how well Israel was able to attack them, how much damage they could do, and it was right next to other facilities, and they just totally realized they were totally, the technology wasn't even close. Their technology wasn't even close to Israel. So what we told the people we thought was going on is being verified in two or three different foreign news sites now, and they're talking about it. And it's interesting, but the United States, no, we're keeping mum. Our country isn't mentioning it. Our news isn't mentioning it. But it's other places all across the world in foreign press. So it's interesting what the American citizens don't get to know.
Well, it is. But here's something, too, that people don't realize. The Iranian people are as anti their government as we are ours. Okay. In fact, even more so, they are, it wouldn't take much, and they know that there in Iran, but the Iranian people have wanted to get out from under that corrupt government for such a long time. What we have here is they're going into very, very hardcore third world communism. I mean, the corruption here is just, again, it's complete corruption.
It's appalling.
The entire Democratic Communist Party. Now, we are in a Cold War. The federal government has been weaponized against we the people. I mean, that's you know, and we the people. Now, there's some things that are happening out there now.
More than a Cold War, isn't it? I mean, because they're using lawfare. They're using different weapons than are normally used in history in Cold War. They've exceeded that area, I believe.
Well, they want to try to burn the country down this summer. This is what all of these these Hamas marchers are at all these universities. You know, here's some things that the Bible tells you that you hardly ever hear preached. Okay, one, the Bible makes it very clear over in Isaiah chapter 3 that God gives a people women and incompetent men, they call children, leaders, as a punishment. As a punishment, God gives them, you know, all of these university presidents were all women. My wife said to me, what is going on here with these? And I said, it's in Isaiah chapter 3. That's what's going on here. People don't realize it. It's amazing. Now, here's the other thing, okay? You have, I counted, and I mentioned that earlier, that these protesters out there that were marching, mostly they're 80% or more are these young girls. Why are that? Why is that? Well, I think the Fox News, that woman on there, that woman psychologist hit the nail on the head. She said that they are the most impressionable, the most gullible, and nowadays the most indoctrinated people because they have a tendency to want to obey authorities, and their authorities are these college professors, these Marxist communist college professors. And so these young girls, these are simple-minded. They are very simple-minded. You know, I hate to say it, they're dingbats, okay? And what's happening is that they're given extra credit to go out and become more violent. Now, I was counting over almost 30 people. Out of those that were marching by, there were only four males in there. Not men, males. They were, you know, they were the kind of, it's not the kind you'd want to draft into the military, I can tell you that. But here, and those guys are there for one reason, Joe. What do you think that one reason would be, Joe?
I didn't quite catch that question.
I would say these women that are coming out there, these young girls that are marching, these Hamas protesters that are anti-Israel, I counted, it was almost 30, but out of that, only four males.
Men.
Right.
No, women's weakness is discernment.
Right, well.
The problem all the way back to Eve, the problem with the women's weakness is discernment. A man is his pride, but you were talking about they listen to their professors, and I'm just looking, a huge chunk of Gen Z in a new poll say that 1 in 3 says Israel does not have a right to exist as a nation in the Middle East.
Yeah, you know where they're
now,
getting that.
Totally brainwashing. What if I said, I don't think Iran has a right to exist. I don't think a Arab nation has a right to exist. The whole world would be condemning us like crazy. But here the 33% of these Gen Zers, those are between 18 and 24, are, you know, Israel does not think about that, have a right to even exist as a nation. So when they're chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free, they mean to eliminate the state of Israel. It's not just a
useful
idea. They understand it means that the Jews have to be eliminated. And am I looking at this? There was, do you know who that, what's his name? Lawrence Jones. He's young black man working with Fox News now. He went out and was talking to these pro-Palestinian women, and he was trying to have a debate, really have it, not a debate, but talk and exchange views and get them to think. And he said, you know, there's no common ground. There's no arguing with these people. He said, if we can't even meet at a common ground that women were raped and children were put in ovens on October 7th, then we can't have any real conversation. And all these women, he said they're denying that October 7th happened. They're saying it's propaganda. And he said, everywhere I've gone, different campuses, it's the same thing. All of the students are under this impression that October 7th didn't happen. People were not kidnapped. Women weren't raped.
And the reason for that is because of the propaganda put out, and that's what you're hearing at NBC, PMSNBC, CNN. You're hearing all that. But now, folks, there's only one remedy for all of what has taken place. There's only one answer, folks, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. And this is reality. Everything that you're hearing about today, again, God's Word, the Bible, told you it was going to happen. It's happening exactly. It's exactly the way it said it would be. Now, everything that is in the past was there because exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. Everything that's happening today is here because just exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, says it would be. And everything that's going to happen in the future, it's already been played out just exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, says it will be. So now here's the main thing in all of this right here, folks. That's the end. And when everything else is done, when the Lord has come, after the millennial kingdom, the white throne judgment, when we go into all of eternity, folks, there's not going to be
every knee will bow.
Anything left but those that are in glory and those that are in the burning lake of fire. That's what it all boils down to. That's what it all boils down to. So now, you are going to be in one of those two places. Everybody out there listening to me out now will be, and everyone that's ever lived and everyone that's ever died will be in one of those two places. You know, you can believe whatever you want. Some people say, well, I choose not to believe that. That's all right. You're going to end up there anyhow, right? There's absolutely no chance.
The sun is going to shine tomorrow, but God said it will.
Yeah. So there's absolutely no chance that it won't happen. So here's what do you do? What's the remedy? There's only one remedy, folks, to all of this. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
And death is what?
Eternal death. Eternal.
It's separation from God forever, huh?
Yeah, forever.
And so you've got an option, okay? You've got heaven and glory, or you've got hell and torment. Okay, now listen. God gives you a choice. He doesn't send anyone there. Okay, they end up sending themselves there. He gives them an option. He gives them an out. Right? All they have to do is acknowledge the truth. The truth is that you're a sinner. And the truth is that you deserve hellfire, but God gives you a way out. The Lord Jesus, well, he took your sin upon himself. He took your place upon that cross. He died a substitutionary death. He didn't have to do that. So what you need to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Do it tonight. Go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Read it and do it. And so we're coming to that time where we come to every night at this time where we say, God bless, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.